I think we can all agree to that, because you're helping us almost like, you know, a report, educational, so you do not waive your right once we discuss and then open it back up. So go ahead.
All right, that's great. Thank you. So the just for the citizens who may not know this, this is a situation, they have not seen the staff report unless they actually came in and looked at it. But anyway, this is an issue that affects all of us, because if the road is damaged and goes into the water on South Atlantic Avenue in Wilbur, it would drastically affect Ponce Inlet citizens. So that's the background information. So I just have about, you know, 4.5 minute statement here to read. And at first, I'd like to start off and say I'm Tom Rutledge, 4112 Oriole Avenue, Wilbur by the Sea. Joe, first to you. Joe, you ran for office here numerous times and lost in the closest races in history. Last election cycle, you won a close one. During this campaign, you had a record of service as a sitting councilman and won in a landslide. You can receive no better compliment from your constituents than that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Every time I come before this body, I'm always impressed at how highly functioning you are, how professional your staff is, and I hope the citizens of this town appreciate what they have here, because it's very rare, and I want to thank you for your service. This situation is unusual in the fact that you're reliant on a higher echelon of government to be the lead in solving a problem that could greatly impact the lives of your citizens. These impacts are the physical safety of your citizens and ultimately their property values. The physical safety issue would be caused by the loss of South Atlantic Avenue on the 4100 block in Wilbur, and depending on the magnitude of the storm, other blocks, including some in Ponce Inlet. Considering the current condition of the unarmored dune, a strong storm could erode deep into the 4100 block in Wilbur and damage the water and sewer infrastructure, making Ponce Inlet uninhabitable for a period of time. In this case, Peninsula Avenue could be compromised as well. For this reason alone, it would make good sense to restore the armor on the 4100 block of South Atlantic Avenue in Wilbur and possibly a few other isolated ones on other blocks. Some may be in Ponce Inlet. Ponce Inlet does not have a continuous north-south running interior road. For storm recovery and public safety sector vehicles, you will be largely reliant on the integrity of South Atlantic Avenue. Let's prevent its loss in the first place. The loss of this road, if caused by government inaction, will likely negatively impact the property values of Ponce Inlet. People don't want to live where they don't feel safe. The staff work I have provided, plus the source data you have researched on your own, give you all the information you need to come to an independent conclusion as a governmental body. This council, in my view, has only one function today. Come to the conclusion, based on the evidence, there is an issue, and ask for help and offer to provide assistance. That's all. You do not need to even consider the machinations of how the problem will be solved or any obstacles in the way. Those steps will come later. There is an order of things, and this is the first step. Even in the face of conflicting opinions, this council must consider what is in the best interest of its citizens and take the most cautious, conservative approach. Being unanimous will mean everything. Any dissenting opinions could be damaging to the cause. There is no downside to coming together here. It must be assumed other echelons of government will be influenced by the strength of your convictions. We cannot predict what the county will ultimately do, but there is little doubt this will end up on the county agenda, and the most likely path will be through our seat to rep, Matt Reinhardt. He has been down and seen the problem firsthand. Give him the backing he needs to convince others this is a valid threat and begin moving forward, to solve the problem. A successful end result would be the county recognizing the threat as legitimate and incorporating it into their emergency coastal response plan as a preventative action plan for this situation. This document. Lastly, Wilbur needs your support. My neighbors need it. We are in the crosshairs of this threat as well. Let's continue working together to find a temporary solution until the cavalry arrive in the form of federal help or other actions of the property owners who hopefully will eventually rebuild the destroyed seawalls. You have an example before you of the elements that would need to be captured in any communication with the county. It can be worded a number of different ways. You are a wise body and have professional staff. I'm sure you will refine and improve on the spirit of what I've suggested. If you have any questions on information I have provided you, I will do my best to answer them. Thank you for your service to our communities. And are there any questions now before I sit down and I can come back up later?
Yes. Are there any questions?
No. Just a comment, Tom. With Atlantic the main road, Peninsula is our secondary. And there's a heavy storm right now over by the Wilbur House. That whole area floods also. So we're actually in a heavy storm, locked in completely. And I don't think people realize that. Yeah. And your 40 to 60 feet that you showed last month really, really shows the significance of anything that we can do. Just my opinion, for me, anything that I can do through the council is urgent and ultimate that we start now.
Yes, sir. And we don't know how people will react, Mr. Milano. Everybody has an opinion. It's going to be visible to the county. And so what this is doing is this is drawing this to their attention, to the top level. And I believe we have Matt on our side, and I think it would be great for this council just to stand behind him because he's going to end up running with this. And he's got a staff he's got to deal with. He's got a whole council he's got to deal with. And so, yes, the more people that I've shown it to, it's quite dramatic when you actually stand on top of the dune and see the distance from the falling off dune to the road itself. It's a very short distance of only sand. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a few.
Yes, sir.
Again, Tom and I actually had a discussion Tuesday, and we had a real good discussion. And I guess the first question I have, Tom, you mentioned temporary help. What would that possibly be? And when I think temporary, I'm talking about something that we can do, you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now. So what is the term temporary help?
Sir, I don't know what the timelines would be. But right now, the seawall, all of the armor is gone on these particular lots. It's absent. It's completely gone. There are two new rows of installed trap bags. But trap bags, in my view, will not withstand a storm surge because they're fabric held together by staples. And when a storm surge rises and crashes into them, they will break apart and disperse the sand. The other thing that will happen is any debris within the storm surge in the form of solids like sticks, lumber, pier, debris, whatever, will tear them to pieces and they'll fall down. So what I am talking about, Skip, is a proper aggregate on the land side of where the seawall borders were and the approximate position of where the trap bags are now or even inside of them with the easements that the private property owners have already granted, and they would have to be approached again to be allowed to put the proper aggregate in for temporary armor. To me, that would be boulders of some kind. Coquina, granite, or something else. And also, I would like to add, this would incentivize the private property owners who have it all up for sale now, if suddenly it would make their property more valuable, and they would be incentivized to maybe go ahead and go proceed with seawalls.
Right. And one question that I know you and I talked about on Tuesday, but was Beach Street, and with the Beach Street ramp, you got Tornado out there also, that ramp. And that ramp is just as bad, in my opinion, right now as the lot next to it. So when I did ask the question to some members at Volusia County what they planned on doing with that particular piece after listening to your presentation, they did not have an answer. And, you know, they said trap bags. And then...
Well, can I comment? You're talking about the Tornado ramp?
Yes, yes.
The Tornado ramp counts as armor, and it actually withstood easily both storms.
Still come up and damage South Atlantic because it's so close now?
No, what happened was is that's a very heavy concrete slab that mm-hmm. goes up from the water, the high tide line, up to the road, South Atlantic Avenue, and that's armor. It's thick concrete. It's probably fiber reinforced with rebar, and it did not receive damage from either of the storms.
Okay. Using Matt Reinhart, I think, is a excellent, excellent idea. I did listen to the council meeting when Jeff Brower brought this up as in closing comments, and that closing comments turned into about a 30-minute discussion. Trap bags did come up. There were discussion about what was currently approved for trap bags, and you know, I think it was too high, too deep, too high, one high, something like that. I know Jessica was looking at trying to get that permit changed to go up higher. So, and again, I agree with you. That's not going to solve the problem, but at least it would help because the way they're situating right now, only being too high, we can get a nor'eastern come in and we're getting damaged. So I think that's something that might need to be looked at. The other piece I want to talk about quickly is the new grant that's out there, and it does retro back for people that did not get funding the first time. But the problem with the grant, in my opinion, because I called personally, actually Jane called, and through DEP, we could get 700 cubic yards of sand tomorrow. She would give us a fill permit, which is wonderful for our particular area. I know it's not going to stop a storm, but at least it slows it down. But the problem is with this particular grant, until you get the work done, you do not get the money, which I understand that part. But if you do the work, submit your plan or your bills, invoices, and the grant's gone, you're out the money again. So to me, the grant needs to be looked at in a way that if somebody's committed to doing something, they move up the totem pole to get involved with that grant. They do not get the funds until they've completed the work and they submit everything. But people right now, Jessica said, Skip, you got to get people behind this grant. They need to start utilizing it. Well, people are not going to do that if they feel like the potential will be out more money because they're not guaranteed they're going to get their funds back.
Yeah, I appreciate all of that. I would go back two steps, and I would say I would not concern yourself with that at this point. This is hitting the ball hard into the county's court, and I think that some of the things that you heard in that initial discussion last month were it was new. A lot more has happened. There's been a lot more visibility on it, and I'm hoping that with Matt and others that have seen it, Mayor Priske's seen it firsthand, I think that once that happens, and I'm willing to keep doing that, to bringing people out as necessary, bureaucrats or counselors, whoever wants to come, I think that we're going to really get traction on it. I think that that initial discussion was somewhat reactionary because it was a surprise. And my words were at the beginning of the meeting, which you may not have heard, but I did give a 3-minute kind of a warning order, if you will, that, hey, you know, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. And so there has been a period of time for absorption and learning and education. And that's kind of where we are. Now the day has come where I think with enough evidence, y'all have seen it, the people have seen it, are alarmed by it. Let's communicate to the county, hey, we think as this body that's an affected party and could be dramatically affected, is we believe there's a problem. Let's deal with this, and we'll assist as necessary.
And Mayor, I agree. And again, I think the sooner that we can get Matt Reinhart in the middle of this before this council would be beneficial.
I've spoken with our councilman, and he did see it firsthand. He is aware. We're talking about it today. He's fully familiar with this, and I do think that he can carry our message very well because there hasn't been an agenda item at the county level. There hasn't been staff reports. The county staff really has not had the opportunity to delve into this properly, and I think that what we may want to do is put together an email or a letter to Councilman Reinhart, you know, really spelling it out, the discussion, the concerns we have, and ask for his assistance. Absolutely. I mean, that's the way I see going forward at this point. How does everybody feel about that, Gary?
Well, I think it has to be done in some way, shape, or form. So we can say we tried everything we want. If it doesn't get done and something happens, And I don't know whether it's just a memo, because memo and letters seem to get lost.
Okay.
It should be somewhat of an official document coming from the council on behalf, all we're trying to do is open somebody's eyes so that they'll look at it and hopefully it can get done. And knowing past history and what's going on, if you don't get started, my God, you'll never get done. And when you do get started, it takes forever to get it done. And we'll never get anything done for this hurricane season because of the blame. So, as nasty as we can make it and as forceful as we can explain it, that's what we need to do.
Well,
do you have anything to say to that?
Well, I think the example I gave you was probably a bit wordy, but it certainly was not offensive at all. It was just simply saying, we have a problem, we need your help. That's all it is. I mean, how you want to communicate that is, you decide that as a body, to me, the more teeth it has, the better it is, because it's going to be influential going forward. We've seen that the wheels of progress grind slowly. It's taken a long time to get everybody to kind of get their eyes on this and kind of capture the threat. And so whatever y'all decide to do is fine with me, as long as it's communicated with, you know, some grit and some teeth and some being unanimous and would be helpful.
And if I may, I disagree with you, Gary, I'm sorry to say.
All right.
Okay. What I believe is that we articulate the concern and that we ask for help. Anything by way, say, of a resolution or pounding our fists, this is not our jurisdiction. We are an affected party. There's no question about it. We are acknowledging that we need to do something on behalf of our residents to move forward. But before, we have to give, I think, Councilman Reinhart the opportunity to put this together so that it's put on the agenda and that the staff then has the opportunity to respond and we can go to that council meeting. You know how much we don't like getting a resolution coming down at us. I don't think we need to communicate in that way with the county, because they've done nothing wrong. We're just asking for help at this point. It's not that we're objecting to anything that they've done, and we're not suggesting inaction. What we're suggesting is that we as a body, as the body for Ponce Inlet, we recognize there's a problem. Matt has seen it. He's, by the way, planning on being here at the next meeting. He couldn't be here today. So I think I disagree with the method of communication, but I do believe that we can make the request in a more, what I would consider, palatable manner for our relationship with the county. I think it's important. I really do.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but it hasn't worked in the past, so...
But we haven't had
another try.
We haven't had Councilman Reinhart, and we also haven't had the chair already showing us how amenable he is to having something done. So right there says to me, if we already kind of know the chair is on board, Matt's on board, so let's ask nicely. That's just the way I feel about this. Does anyone... Nice.
And I agree. You know, Gary, you're probably shocked at me agreeing because with Mayor, but I'm normally on Gary's side, because let's be a bulldog and get it done. And Lois calls me her pit bull. But I do agree, and I think the relationships that we have built with the county, again, and not say anything about myself personally, but I've built some pretty good relationships with a lot of those county, you know, council members that, you know, which we will be there, I will for sure be there when this presentation happens, and look them dead square in the face and make them tell me, say no to me. And it'll work.
And if I may, is that when I called upon the council members, the county council members, when I wanted to talk to each of them about traffic, the ones I asked to come came. And the ones who I just needed a phone call, they took my call. And I just feel as if we have built relationships. Skip is there regularly. I interact with all of them. So I just think that I want to be a little more careful with the way we make the ask. But still, you know, making it be known our concern. So there's that, Gary. Gary's fine. Yeah, you're okay with it. Anyone else?
No, I think it's good that we do. This is pre-planning.
Yes.
For something that's inevitable. And if we look at the remnants of what happened over the last couple of years to A1A, but especially on Peninsula, going through Wilbur, why was the roadway buckled last year? And if you think about it, the amount of water that ran off of Peninsula through Wilbur, that roadway was ready in some spots to just collapse. So the handwriting is on the wall. I think we have to elevate the eyes and ears to what's going on those two barrier roadways.
Thank you, Joe. Bill, anything?
No, I agree. We need to start with Matt because
that's the proper thing to do.
But after that,
yeah.
If Matt needs help,
well,
we need to have our butts there.
Well, absolutely. We are available to go there. Let's give him the opportunity to do what we hope to happen. Does that sound good for you?
Well, yes, absolutely. I'm thrilled to death. For the first time in my life on this issue, I'm starting to feel hopeful.
Well, we're happy you feel hopeful, and I want to thank you. And I see that Mr. Bullard would like to say something, if you wouldn't mind ceding to him, and then we'll see. Yes, Mr. Bullard.
This is unbelievable. It really is. Every time I've dealt with this issue, I feel like the plague of locusts is getting bigger and my fly swatter is getting smaller. And that's the way I feel again right now. We don't know when the big one will hit. We just don't know. The point is that Volusia County, as well-meaning as it can possibly be, is essentially, over the years, been gradually victimized by state government with respect to the necessary and important control of our beach and all of us who live landward of our beach. And until Volusia County takes it to the legislature and says, we want to run our own beach the way we know it has to be run, and gets the legislature, through our elected officials in the legislature, to sponsor legislation that says Department of Environmental Protection and any other state agency, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate your point of view. We appreciate your diligence. We appreciate your wisdom. But we're going to run our own beach. If we want to armor the crap out of our beach to protect our citizens, by God, we'll do it. And you can't tell us that putting boulders on the beach is permanent armoring that you can't do to save somebody, which had they permitted a recent client of mine, would probably still have a house because I applied for a permit. No, boulders don't work. That's not temporary permit. Oh, really? You can't go out and pick up the boulders and take them away? Good luck. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Robert. Is there anybody else who would like to say anything?
I agree with Bob.
If no one... Oh, come.
Kimberly Comfort, 85 Ocean Way Drive. This whole storm really came to a shock to me. I actually wanted to move to the beach, live beachside. Then when we watched the erosion happening on the television, I'm like, thank God, I'm not living on the beachside now. I mean, I thought the whole time we've lived here, I'm just on the east side of Peninsula. And we've always been warned, flooding's coming from the river. We're going to be in trouble from the river. So I've always said, oh, we need to go 26 feet above sea level, you know, up near the ocean. And when these storms hit, and we saw people who, like, used to live down where I am on Ocean Way, they have up in Wilbur, their home did have a seawall, but the one south of it didn't. And that water just went in and scooped the sand out and scooped the sand out until, you know, you see their pool halfway out. I think they ultimately put back their seawalls, sold the house, got out of town. and I think it's very important. I don't know if it's required that when we build in Ponce Inlet, we have seawalls on the ocean or not. I don't know if the county on those lots they own, if they're putting seawalls up. But we need to, the more we're going to concentrate, if we have all but one person, that one person's going to get it tunneling so fast, so rapidly, that it's still going to go. And we need to get it consistent all the way up and down. You watch in Flagler where that roadway constantly gets washed out and it gets closed for months. Well, they now come back and try to rebuild it so we can drive back up there going on A1A. So I think it is a very important thing to support, and we're just got to be careful because we've been complacent for all these years, and the storm 2 years ago showed us complacency doesn't work. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Is there anyone else? Does anyone here have anything else you want to say? Because otherwise, I think that we can give instructions for the preparation of a letter on behalf of the council, right? Yes. And it would be to Matt Reinhardt, our county council member. And what we are looking for is, I guess we're going to have to do some drafting of this, but we want him to take this matter up with the county staff and perhaps have it placed on the agenda. Anyone have anything specific that you think you would like the letter to? It's more to get his attention so that the next thing happens, which would be bringing it to the county on our behalf.
And Mayor, again, I think incorporating what Tom has put together and shown us, and Matt will know what's coming.
Yes.
But I think, again, Michael's great at verbalizing things, but I think as many points as we can get across in a one pager, let's don't send him this packet.
Yeah.
But the concern, and I think the best example is Flagler. We all talk about Flagler. We see it. Yes, it's built a little bit differently, but we don't want to be the next Flagler, and that's what I told Matt Reinhardt one time, and Matt totally agrees. So how we verbalize it, I don't think we really need to get into a whole lot of detail.
No. I agree.
That's my opinion.
I agree. He is ready for this.
Yes.
He is. And he is coming to our next council meeting. So is that sufficient for you, Mike, at the moment?
That's fine.
Okay. Does anyone have anything else to add, anyone in the audience? Because if not, we will move on to 13B, which is renewal of our five-year agreement with Waste Pro. Is that it? Wait, did I miss one?
No, you're right.
No, that's right. Okay. Mike?
Chief Scales is going to handle this. He's going to handle this, Chief Scales.
Oh, hi,
and I'm
Chief.
Going to step out briefly. I'll be right
okay.
back.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, Chief.
Save the best for last.
Of course, you.
Good afternoon, Mayor, members of Council. Basically, what you have before you is a request to renew the current agreement with Waste Pro for another 5 years. The current agreement expires the end of September. All this does is it renews the same terms and conditions as before. Does not change the rates. Those rates were modified last August at Resolution 2308, I believe. Just renews it. We still have the provision to negotiate rates in the future if we want it. While we were looking at this whole process, some questions came up last year as part of the rate increase about possibly lowering the rates if we adjusted the level of service. We did look into that, and as the staff report reads, any savings that we would realize is not worth the cost. It would take longer to pick up the trash. There's a public health issue involved with it sitting outside in the summertime. So staff is recommending keeping things status quo. I will tell you that we have had some challenges with Waste Pro with yard debris in the past. Mm-hmm. And that is something they are responsive, but that's something that we will, as a staff, keep an eye on to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But beyond that, we think that the service they provided has been pretty good. So with that, I have any questions you may have?
No,
I can answer.
But I want to share with everybody, Susie Dolan happens to be our representative for Waste Pro in this area, and I saw her last week at the League, and what she said and what you hear from people is if we have a problem, we pick up the phone, and they do their very, very best. They're a family-run business, and they want to take care. So that was nice to hear. I don't have any questions. Does anyone have any questions?
Just one general statement, and I've shared this with Dan. We have some of the best service individuals that ride those trucks that I have ever seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Those guys are incredible, and I've heard many residents say thank you to those guys and how hard they work and how polite they really are. They just don't throw cans around. So I wanted to just make that public. Thank you.
Does any member of the public wish to ask any questions? Yes. Oh, go ahead, Robert. That's okay. It's okay.
Robert Bullard, 4802 South Peninsula Drive. I wanted to second, as a citizen
good.
Who's been in the solid waste business a long time ago and said, no, 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 I don't want to do this. They have done remarkably well. They on recycle pickup days, people have occasionally left their garbage cans out. You know, with the recycling, they take that too. They've done an excellent job. So
good.
I guess they're worth every penny, and we should keep them.
Glad to hear that, Robert. Thank you. Yes.
They are very good.
Kimberly Comfort, 85 Ocean Way Drive. I've been very happy with the service. The one complaint is the same, is the yard waste. There's also homes that have been putting yard waste on their backyards instead of the front yards and blocking fire hydrants to the point that I actually have pictures of the fire hydrant buried where you can't even see it until you get up on a step. Last year, I did contact the fire department. Unfortunately, our folks in their heavy gear moved all the debris and moved it over onto someone else's property just to get it so we have access to the fire hydrant. This isn't on my street, this was on Rains Court. I am concerned that we have piles that are sitting there for weeks on end. It doesn't appear we constantly have a claw every week anymore. It sounds now that you have to call maybe to get it to come. I don't know if that's the case. It used to be it came once a week. They would make a list, and this was when we had waste management. And if you called them and you didn't make the list, they would add you to the list if you knew you were going to be, if you knew they drove by on Wednesday and you put your stuff out Wednesday afternoon, so it was going to sit there for the whole week. If you could call them, they could come. I do want to see that this landscaping debris does get removed promptly, and in particular, I think we really have to be careful about people putting it both on public right-of-ways and also blocking fire hydrants. So,
thank you. I think we might have the chief address that. Thank you.
Excellent points. Typically, they do come through, I believe, once a week for yard trash. If it's a large pile, they're supposed to report to their claw people to come get it. Obviously, it doesn't happen all the time. And if you contact Public Works or Town Hall, we will absolutely follow up for you. I've also asked our Public Works folks, code enforcement, if they see something, you know, that's there longer than it should be to contact them and get somebody out there. But another challenge that we deal with are these tree trimming companies that will come in, trim, and not take the debris with them. So, you know, this is kind of a public information point. If you hire these folks, they're supposed to take the debris with them. If that happens and you see a neighbor do that, you know, see something, say something, let us know, and we can take action on that. So thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Anyone else wish to speak?
Karen Ree, 49 Marie Drive. I've been very, very happy for the past 5 years with them. In fact, last December, the driver and the helper on the truck that was assigned to our town, there was a contest that you scanned a QR code and the winners, and this was throughout the whole company in the area, the winners would have gotten $100. So we pushed that on Nextdoor and everything else, and sure enough, the guys representing Ponce Inlet, they won $100. Right after that, we have different drivers and helpers now. But they're still good, and everybody picks everything up, no problem. As for the landscaping, I've even seen the claw come through my massive two-street development on Saturdays and Sundays. So I think there is communication within the company as to what piles of yard waste need to be picked up. It's just on them. But I think we should, yes, do another 5 years with them, which just might help us in 5 years renegotiating.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Karen. Anyone else? Anyone up here? Okay. Then we'll take a motion for the renewal of the agreement.
We're off doing all these. Now you're leaving to me. Thanks. I make a motion to renew the refuse collection agreement between the Town of Ponce Inlet and Waste Pro of Florida Incorporated for an additional 5-year term.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. A roll call, please.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Mayor Peretzky?
Yes.
Councilmember Villanella?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. We are now down to our vice mayor. Any comments?
No more comments today.
You're done. Okay.
You might disagree with me.
I'm sorry.
Hurt his feelings.
Sorry about that.
Good jam.
Councilmember Villanella.
Well, just another outstanding meeting, as they seem to always be here in Ponce Inlet. We had reams of information to read, and it was well laid out and well presented, and I really appreciate the work of the staff, and I was very, very impressed with our residents presenting their information and the written material that I got to read. There was no animosity. It was just, I thought it was outstanding, just spectacular. Just another outstanding. I love doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. Councilmember White.
Well, I've trimmed my list down from about 8 to 3, but there's 3 things I really need to bring up. And one was a resident's request, and this would be for Chief Glazier, I think, but where the lawn trucks or any type of delivery trucks are parking on the streets, they're not placing cones, the orange cones, behind their vehicles or in front of their vehicles. One gentleman stopped me the other day and said, would you please bring this up at council, because his wife almost was run over in her car. So he's made a statement about there's a state law that I think that cones are supposed to be placed in the front and behind a vehicle if they're going to be stationary on a public street for a time period. The question is, are we enforcing that? Are we not enforcing that? We should enforce it.
Chief, can you respond to that?
The time period.
I'm sorry?
What's the time period? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. He just said it was, the guy said it was a state law. That anytime you park a vehicle like that, when they're if they're mowing the grass or something.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the state law, but we can look it up and research it, and we can certainly enforce it.
Yeah, I know that, and again, back in my old day, if we had U.S. Food Service, if our trucks were parked on a public street, we had to put cones in the front and the back. Now, I do know that was our policy, but my understanding was it was a state policy. But this was,
yeah, I know we don't have a town ordinance, but I can look to see if there's a state law.
Okay, and again, it was just for safety purposes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
This would probably be for Becky, I think, but another resident, actually, after Chief did his safety walk off the crosswalks on South Atlantic, the public was crosswalks. We actually had a discussion about this at public supermarket, and he wasn't very clear about the policy or the law, and I tried to explain it to him, so he goes like very enlightening, because he was one of the ones that was not actually stopping. So his question was, could we post this on social media, what the responsibilities are for a driver but also for a pedestrian? And just to get the information out there, and I thought, you know, again, with us, with Chief doing his walks like that, I think it's important if we could just do a quick posting on Nextdoor. The last thing I have, and this is the most important thing of all, I had a meeting with the town staff last Thursday to discuss how the town budget works after it's been set and implemented by the town council. This was very informative and very much enlightening. If you've never sat down with our town council to get an understanding of how our budget works once it's been implemented, I think so this will give you a chance to better understand how the budget actually works. You know we go through the budget process, and once we're finished as a council, you guys probably know it a lot more than I do because I'm still a rookie. But the understanding that I got from that 15 minutes that turned into an hour, was very enlightening for me of how a budget actually works, what can be done, what can't be done, how funds move around from a budget item to something that's unbudgeted, why it happens that way, and building our reserves. So if you haven't ever done that before, that is a very, very important thing. I want to commend Mike Disher. Mike, you know, the budget process has been grueling. It's been very time-consuming. But one comment that came out of that meeting is, since Mike has been in charge as our town manager the past 2 years, he's engaged every staff member to be a part of the budget process. That is so, so critical. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about any past managers at all, but what I was told, there was not a lot of participation from staff. Michael gets this from his staff. It comes into him. They compile it. They talk about it. They do a lot of things. The last piece I have on this is, once the budget process is completely over, I would love for each council member to sit down with staff and talk about what you like about the budget process and what you do not like about the budget process. I think it's time for us to take a look at how we budget. And what I mean by that is, I look at, and I still use this term, the man hours that our staff and our department heads puts into this budget is incredible. And if there's a way that we can take some of those hours out of their lives, would be extremely important, and we'd be saving a lot of money, in my opinion, by finding a better way. Do I have the answer to this yet? No, I do not. But I plan on, once the dust settles on our new budget, spending some more time with council and trying to create ideas that they can bring back to the council and make suggestions. So, Michael, again, thank you. Very, very good job. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Joe. Couple quick things. First Step Shelter passed 700 people placed in housing. The month of July, we had 49 people show up and actually went through the process and entered the shelter. Of those 49, we were able to get 25 of them in housing within the month. One person, well, three of them were veterans of the 25 we got into housing. One was a 75-year-old gentleman, and extremely, well, not well. And we were able to get him into a accredited and skilled nursing facility. So we had a good month last month with the shelter. We'll find out what happens when Daytona Beach and Volusia County finish their budget cycles to see if we get the renewal on the five-year grant, because that will make a significant effect. Right now, we have 86 residents in the shelter right now that are going through the basic rehabs to get them ready to become part of a community where they're working and living full time. And we still are at our 94% success rate of the people in the shelter from 2019 to this past month still in housing. So it works. And I'm not even going to go into how many meals we've served now. But we're getting close to 300,000.
Thank you, Bill. I just want to share, last week I was down in Hollywood, Florida. I attended the Florida League of Mayors conference. That was in conjunction with the Florida League of Cities annual conference. And there were the wonderful educational workshops, committee meetings, and interacting with the other elected officials, learning their approach to the different challenges that we have. And these conferences continue to be a valuable resource. I really want to thank our staff for facilitating that town hall. I have had nothing but positive feedback. It was really good, because we had a great deal of information. Our chief's doing wonderful PowerPoints for us. The primary goal of our town halls is to educate. So I think that we fulfilled that with the last one. And finally, congratulations to Bill and to Joe on their reelections. And I look forward to continuing to serve with both of you and the entire council. So thank you. And now to our town manager. Yes, a couple of claps. Yeah. The town to our town manager, Mike.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to let you know I did hear back from Barbara Ann Hegan. She could not make it today. She said they're working on an event here that's going to be in Ponce Inlet in October, and she wanted to have some more time to put that together and really present that. And it's going to be, I believe, a business networking type event. But in any case, she would like to be on the agenda for next month instead.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Just a word about the budget. I don't know that there's a right or wrong way to do it, but we do want to get more efficient as we proceed and as we go through in following years. Having a more of a shared production of the budget, it can be kind of messy, but I believe it's important because it is inclusive. If it's in the hands of one person, it is efficient, that's for sure. But we want to balance both, where the department heads are involved, and we're doing it in a streamlined process that is especially valuable to you as the council and the public. We value your input. We don't want to be wasting our time doing stuff that's not important or not meaningful. So if you do have any feedback on that process, please let us know. I want to give a big thank you to Jackie and to Dan for their assistance with the court reservation system. I'm very happy with where that wound up. It took a lot of time, a lot of the attorney's time to get to that point. That's also very messy and, not pleasant at times. But, the result was well worth it. And I think we're in a much better position coming out of that. Some other staff news. Want to welcome back our planning and development director, Darren. He had an unfortunate time away from the office, but he's back. He's going full speed, getting caught up. So we're very, very glad to have him back. Some other news in his department. We're getting ready to hire a senior planner, which we have not had in over a year since Adam left. And so we're very excited about that as well. We can start getting moving on some of these this backlog of stuff there. We've also been interviewing a new candidate for our public works director that we're very happy with. And as soon as waiting on the background check and other things to get finalized, and as soon as we do that, then we'll make an official offer. And then, of course, bring that to the council so you can ratify that decision. Let's see. You've heard also the Cultural Services Department is coordinating the tribute for former employee Jeff Miller. And we have a date for that now. That is going to be on September 3rd. That's correct, Jackie? Yep, and at 9 a.m. So Jackie's already sent out some invitations to that, and we're going to get that process going. So we're very happy to do that. It took a little bit longer than we thought we'd hoped initially, but we're happy to be doing that as well. Okay, and then speaking of Cultural Services Department, I just want to bring your attention. She is kind of running out of room where she is currently. She's in a small office at the fire department, and then she finally has another staff that's at the museum part-time, but we're looking for another space for her, and that's considering the lighthouse room over there, converting that into an office. We were just thinking about it. That's only used a couple times a year for refreshments, but that's about it. So we think we can accommodate that kind of thing here in the council chamber, so we're going to be working on that as well. If you have any concerns or questions about that, feel free to just let me know. Let's see, just a couple more here. Oh, and then Mr. Obeck had mentioned the sidewalk improvements for South Peninsula Drive. So the county we put this out already on social media and our email, but all that's going on right now is the survey work. So Volusia County has hired a surveyor, and they're going to start that process. They expect it to take about 20 weeks or 5 months to survey the entire thing. That is just the first step, because you have to know before you start designing something what's already been developed, you got to know what's there first. And so once that is done, then they're going to hire an engineer to start the actual design. Well, the county has told us they want to work with us as a town to meet individually or in small groups with residents along the route. And so to go over any kind of concerns that they might have as part of the design process. So we're sending out, Darren has put together, you got a list of all the property owners. There's like 170-something? 122 separate property owners along the 3-mile route. So letters have gone out to all of them today. And we'll do the same thing or find some other way to notify them before the design process starts. And one last thing I wanted to mention was I put this in here previously about Carolyn Marks. We had a Carolyn Marks Day last year. She, of course, won the world championship surfing, women's surfing last year. This year, she won the gold medal in women's surfing. So her parents live here in Ponce Inlet. She was actually from, I believe it's the Melbourne area, but she comes up here all the time to surf. So we're, as soon as they let us know, we're going to do some other way to recognize her again this year. That's quite an achievement.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Mike. Cliff?
Just briefly, I wanted to say I, too, acknowledge the return of Mr. Lear, who I found out was back because he dinged me in an email today and said, where is this thing I gave you to do? And I hadn't yet done it, so thank you for that. But other than that, I'm going to take my wise counsel from the vice mayor and have no further comment.
Well, thank you, Cliff. And now we're down to our final citizen participation, 2 minutes on any matter that was just discussed in agenda items 14, 15, and 16. Those are the comments from council, our manager, and our attorney. Nothing? Yeah. Come, Robert. Up, Karen.
Karen Ree, 49 Marie Drive. Where are we at with the magistrate?
Okay, that is outside of the comments. I'm sorry, Karen, but let me quickly answer.
That was supposed to. I'm only allowed to talk about what was on the agenda. Now,
right? Because we have that. We're going to answer you, but we have an initial citizen participation at the beginning where we do anything you want to talk about, and this final 2 minutes, which. Actually, Mr. Bullard was very instrumental in ensuring that we had the ability for you to comment on when we talk right now. But let's answer your question. Where are we at on that, Cliff?
all I know is that the process of getting a magistrate has been determined that that's the wise thing to do. I do not know where we are in selection process. But
well, we're going to. We have to amend our code first.
We have to amend our code first.
We're hoping to get something on the agenda for next month.
Okay. So we're hoping it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Karen. Robert.
Robert Bullard, 4802 South Peninsula Drive. This is to what Skip was talking about. We just had an announcement from our governor that we have made a major reduction in Florida's long-term indebtedness by whatever means we don't know, except some kind of, quote, good governments, apparently, smart spending, whatever it was. But I have been watching the function of state government gradually fall apart for the last 40 years because of good governance. And for instance, one that really pisses me off, and this is something that relates to what our town does, what our town's responsibilities are legally, whatever. Once upon a time, the state of Florida had a Department of Labor, and that Department of Labor provided a consulting service at the request of anybody of interest, such as engineers or contractors or owners, to have a no liability safety inspection anytime, schedule-wise, on a project that was being undertaken that involved labor. And that included garbage collection. Garbage collection is extraordinarily dangerous, extraordinarily. None of this exists today. That's one of the many, many things that have been so beneficial in getting the budget down, is tearing our government services apart. Big, big deal in environmental protection, big, big deal in the Department of Health and Human Services. Big, 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 big deal all the way across the board. We're paying the price, and you're right. We need to not only think about, local government is absorbing a lot of this. We need to get our act together. Thank you very much. One final thing about what Mike said. The sidewalk. the sidewalk is a bad, bad idea right now. We can go, the survey.
Robert, hang on a second. You're beyond the 2 minutes. I need consensus from the council to continue to finish, please.
Very quickly.
1 minute. Is that what you just said?
I'm good.
I've got better things to do. I'll make it very... the survey is a great idea, but we do not want to build a sidewalk until everything else is figured out. We need to know where the property corners, where the property lines are. Great idea.
Thank you, Robert. Anybody else? I'm going to close citizen participation, and we are at 4:54 adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
It went too bad.